Hello, it's Bea.
And Eddie.
Ew. I
wow.
hate that already.
Why?
Wow.
Why did we do that?
I hate it. Thank you. So today we have Dante Creates 50 random questions that he posted on GW Backstage. And we are both going to answer them because I think it's like fun and playful and quirky. It's going to be real fun.
So quirky.
So quirky. Just like me. Thank you. Perfect. Okay. All right. Eddie, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be. All
right. Okay. Okay. All right. Do you want to ask the first question?
Yeah, sure. I'll ask you.
Okay.
Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes or no?
Yes, partly. I lie all the time. That's the thing where it's like, I lie all the time. That's all I'm going to say. And some people know some information, but definitely not enough to piece things together, I don't think. Hopefully. How about you?
Fingers crossed.
Oh, I swear to God. This is not a challenge. And not an invitation. Ah! Get the fuck away from me.
You stop that right now.
You stop that right now. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I tell, like, the basis of a story, but, like, all the, like, identifying informations are, like, always changed. Some things. Some people know some things, but like very, very few. And I trust them, so that's fine.
Hey, I mean, you're definitely not one of those people, so.
No. Like, no idea.
Yeah, I'm just telling you to like flex. Like, there are some people who know stuff about me, but like you don't, haha, you know?
Yeah, yeah, pretty
it's
much.
It's all just a big flex.
Yeah, it's a big flex. There are some special people.
A big flex
just because
as a
like,
podcast.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. There are people I trust, and there's Eddie, so yes.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm feeling a little feisty and quirky tonight.
I see how it is.
I also had a really long week. So a lot of the aggression is just coming towards Eddie. Thank you for taking it. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yay.
I will definitely tell the people I trust about you.
You got a notion about me though.
Yeah. Do you have a crush on a member of this community?
Oh, such a spicy
Ooh,
question.
Ooh, so spicy.
All I will say is,
Okay. What does that mean? Okay.
That's up for whoever to deserve it.
Okay, Eddie says, Are we gonna
what about
you? Are you not going to ask me back? Oh, okay. I feel like not solely by voice. Like, I don't know if the question is, like, a voice crush. Just because, like, again, like, going back to the whole people you trust in the community, like, there is very, very few. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there really isn't, like, that big of a pool to, like, have a crush on. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think that's my answer.
It's not a sea. You have a very small pond.
It's a puddle, honestly.
It's a puddle.
It's a puddle. There are some tadpoles in there, but that.
Okay, of course. Of course.
Ooh, okay. This next question is spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent?
My champion. Thank you.
I was gonna say,
what about you? What about you? Yes, mine is my champion. Matthew Champion, hi. How are you? If you're listening to this, pull up.
Can I make it competitive and say also Matt Champion? Just try and get there ahead of you.
Eddie! No! No, you have to have a real answer. Eddie, no.
Damn it. Yeah. What's her name? I don't know why, but Florence Pugh came into my head.
Ooh, spicy. You heard it here first, guys. Florence Pugh, pull up.
Yes, she listens to all this, right?
Exactly. I mean, this should be pretty close, right? Like, she's English, you're English, so...
I'm not fucking English.
Perfect. Yes, Florence Pugh, pull up. We're in the same country. Thank you. Okay. Perfect. Ooh, okay, next question is spicy too.
Ooh.
Have you given or received anal in real life? Ooh, okay. Interesting.
I sadly have done neither.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Me neither. I haven't.
That ended up being less spicy than I think we hoped for.
God damn it. Yeah. We really need to have someone like spicy in here.
Mm-hmm.
Just to spice things up.
I've grabbed my own ass before. Does that count?
It does not, sadly.
Okay, still don't know.
I don't think that counts as anal. I would say not.
I would hazard a guess and think not.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather give or receive oral sex?
Receive.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if I had to choose between giving oral to girls or guys, like, mm-hmm. girls are just like, as long as they're clean, then I'm happy, you know what I mean? And usually, like, girls are more clean in terms of, like, they have a whole before sex routine to make sure that it's all, like, fresh and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
clean down there, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not even the question. But.
I know. We're talking about general hygiene now. You're just accusing men of poor hygiene.
Yes, cleanliness is so hot.
I mean, it does make a big difference.
Just freshness, you know?
Just be clean, boys. Just be clean.
Exactly.
Just make an effort.
I
like how people are just like listening along to this. It's just like, we're just now accusing them. It's like, you got a dirty dick. Just clean.
Get rid of that cheese, boy.
Oh.
Yeah,
never let foreskin fromage build up. Thank you.
Oh, we're talking foreskin now? We can talk about foreskin all day, Yadi. You know I can.
Where do you think the cheese develops?
I don't know. I don't have a dick, sir.
In the foreskin.
Okay, that's so interesting. All right, so next time... I'm with a guy, I will make sure to lift up the foreskin and go, ah, cheese.
I think, considering what you just said, you'd want to say, ah, cheeseless.
I hope that it... Oh, or we'll just go, let's see if there's cheese. How about that? I feel like that's
Yes. That's the exact phrasing you should approach it with.
Perfect.
What are the give or receive? I like giving because I like seeing reactions to shit that I do.
Line up, ladies. Eddie likes to give.
Give. But yeah, I happily receive. But I get a kick out of seeing reactions. It's fun.
Ooh.
It's a little power.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. What is your favorite tag? Just one. Okay, this is my just one. Yeah.
Wet sounds.
Ooh, okay.
I do. That usually is like when the wet sounds hit, and like you do the little thing with your neck, like, ooh.
Yeah.
Make it different. Yeah. So I'm gonna say wet sounds.
Ooh, mine is if it's like just like the sex tags, probably low moans or breathy moans.
Mm.
Ooh. Yeah. Especially in like Rambo Faps, I think.
Mm.
I think, yeah. It's my favorite tag. Yee.
Is there a tag you'd really want to try writing/recording?
Ooh, it's a really good one. Mm-hmm. I wanna.
What has Beyonce as a Virgo not done?
Ooh, I think like a period specific one, you know, where it's like historically accurate one, I think would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or doing like a long, not like long, because that's too much commitment. I'm like, ah, a series where it's like enemies or frenemies to lovers, I think would be fun, because I think like both of my series are like wholesome and like cute, like girl next door type. But like if there's like something
a combative element
or something, yeah, exactly, that's like, that's like where they like fall in love over time or whatever, I think that would be really fun too. What about you?
Yeah, that'd be cool to see how like something plays out.
Yay.
And for not to be like straight away like, oh, everything works within a, you know, a 20-30 minute audio, for things to like develop. That'd be pretty fun. What I like to do, I feel like, because I don't get to record as much as other people, I have to like find the sweet spot when my house is free to do something. I haven't done like a purely like pillow talk thing.
Ooh.
And I feel like I'd be good at that.
Yeah,
I want to give that a go. Just like,
what kind of pillow talk? Feeling so flipped.
I'd do
feeling
that.
So, I swear to God.
I'd do that.
But you gotta sing it too. You gotta do the whole like harmonies and stuff too. But it's it's edified.
That'll be ridiculous, and I do.
That will be perfect.
I people listening to this, if it happens, I'll do it. Fuck it, I'll do it.
I will sleep to it every night.
Yes.
Return the favor, Eddie. I swear to God.
I am. I just don't don't expect good singing.
I expect it fully.
Expect an effort. Expect an effort to Eddie. Be made. Expect Eddie.
That is so menacing. Expect Eddie. And I was like, okay.
Expect Eddie.
What does that mean?
If like, what if it's so bad though that it's like people are like, oh, Eddie's just bad. So just expect badness.
Good. I'll hype you up.
And it'll make the fall even harder.
No. I will make sure it gets to top 5 or so, help me God. I swear to God. So dumb. No. I'm so supportive, right?
What if I get found out by someone that goes like, I knew it was you because of how poorly you sing? And I was like, God damn.
No, I will fight them.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Thank you. Perfect. Yes. Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
Not with someone I sell. So no. So you know what the answer to that is? No. I've done stuff myself on a plane. Long flights. They're long. Too. But not the Mile High Club. I want to. It'd be good fun.
Me too. Yeah. Same.
It's like that sneaky challenge thing. And I was like, time it well. I was like, ooh, that's fun.
Yay. Flights do be long. Like,
flights do be long.
Sometimes you just gotta, you know.
It happens.
Pop in there. It happens.
People get horny when they're bored.
They do. Yeah. Ooh, is it your turn?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever fucked in a car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
Like,
there's only so much that the answer that was like, yes, okay, yes, I have.
Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content?
On the spectrum between rougher and vanilla, I listen to a lot of stuff that has sex in it, so I feel like I'm on probably the, like, if it was like some sort of dial or some sort, like ticking more towards the rougher side. I do like vanilla stuff, but just the stuff that I tend to listen to would be more towards that end, I suppose.
Ooh. Eddie likes it rough. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think for me,
when I say vanilla content now, I mean like,
yeah,
in my head vanilla content is like PTA.
Oh,
were we thinking? Are we thinking vanilla?
I was thinking vanilla sex, like, vanilla sex. Pure. Yes, vanilla sex audios is what I'm thinking, and rough audios is like Dark Side Playground.
Okay, in that case, vanilla content.
Okay, because I was gonna say, like, what rough audios have you been listening to? I was like, I was like, do you not listen to my audios? Because I was like, I don't think I have rough audios.
No, I do.
You better, I swear to God.
I do, like, I swear to God I do.
Moderate my everything and then just like not listen to me.
I was like, I swear to God, that's like a little. It's like the real secret is like I've never listened to an audio.
Oh God!
I just base everything off of comments.
Oh no!
No, don't worry. I absolutely miss.
You better. It's really gone.
So if we're going off of that scale, then yes, vanilla content.
Yeah, same. Definitely. Vanilla too. I mean, I make those two. Like, mm-hmm. it would be so well though if I just make vanilla content, but then I listen to like really rough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't. I listen to vanilla content. Yay. Okay.
Does anyone in your real life know the right record here?
One person.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
No. Ooh. I mean, I think it was funny, like the day that I made the fucking chicken audio. So that's all gross. My house here and housemates, there was like a couple of people over, and one of them was discussing like being on like some sort of like fetish equivalent like Facebook or something like that. And then like it got into a conversation of because like, oh, if people were on like what do we think people would be on if their like website or something would be on, and like someone brought up like Reddit gone wild. I was like, oh my god, that's one word away. It was like, there's no way, how do they know?
Oh yeah.
But like that was just like a coincidental thing, but no one knows. It's just true.
Yeah, the same. That's also like something that I was just like, haha, like nervous sweats. Like mm-hmm. yesterday, my friend and I were like talking, and mm-hmm. he was like, what do you think could like blind people jerk off to? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
Porn transcribed in Braille.
Sent porn? I don't know.
I don't know. Like,
yeah. So yeah.
What a jump this next question is.
Yay.
What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Malted vanilla, thank you.
Ooh,
I think it's
kinky.
It's so kinky, right? It's mm-hmm. so kinky and quirky.
Vanilla is underrated, in my opinion, though.
It has to be malted, though. Malted vanilla from Bart's.
Oh, like, sorry. The only vanilla allowed anywhere is that one.
Exactly. Thank you.
I have to go all the way there.
Get it in whole, like, it's Whole Foods sells them, and they're so good.
Bart's
malted
Foods.
Vanilla. Whose fault is that, Eddie?
Yours.
What about you?
I really like stuff that has peanut butter in it.
Oh.
Peanut butter ice creams are good.
Peanut butter.
Yes, peanut butter cuts.
Ooh, Eddie likes it sticky.
Yes, I do.
Eddie only eats food that has the word nut in it, so...
I eat a lot of my own nut, it happens. I have to get sustenance somehow.
Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt?
Aunt.
Say that again.
Aunt.
Aunt.
Aunt. This is just going to be my accent, but I absolutely do not say aunt.
Aunt. Aunt.
Are you wording it out now to see which one you say?
Yeah, so I said like aunt. Yeah, I definitely say aunt.
Yeah.
Ye.
Aunts and uncles.
Ye.
Aunts and uncles. No, I don't say that. It's very like high class English sounding to say aunt.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my aunt.
Name your favorite video game, if any.
Oh,
one then, right?
Okay. One, god damn it.
Yay.
Bloodborne.
Nice.
You have no idea what it is of you.
I've seen it in Gone Wild audio scripts.
Oh, you have. So I feel like a lot of people do the doll.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. I've heard of it. I've like played it like 7 or 8 times all the way through. It's a very satisfying game.
Interesting.
I don't want to play it now. Bye.
We're recording a podcast, I swear to God.
Bye.
No bye, I swear to God.
Fine. What's your favorite game?
Mine is Harvest Moon. Thank you. Oh. Yeah, it's planting some crops.
Just relaxing from my day job by doing some chores in a game.
I'm not like it's wildly. I'm wildly not chill about it because I have like spreadsheets with like what's the biggest like return on investment in terms of like the crops. You know what I mean? Because like they take like different like several days to harvest, and then they have like different buying price and selling price, right? So you gotta what's the best use of my time here? It's wildly not chill when I'm playing it.
Okay. Because
I want to maximize, you know, maximize the ROI.
Of course.
Exactly.
Do you think when the game creators made this that they had any idea that someone would go as far as like, you have spreadsheets on the various like, you know, return of investment?
I'm also an insane person, so
yes, but you know, that. Outside of that,
this is a great question. I would say no, because I think like the music that they make is so like peaceful and relaxing. Mm-hmm. I think that's the vibe they're going for. Mm-hmm. While here's me going like stonks, bitch,
stonks. She's gaming the system.
Got him.
Okay. Can you juggle 3 balls for 1 minute?
Whose balls?
Good question. Let's find a 3-ball plan.
Yay. No, I can't juggle, actually. Can you juggle?
Not for a minute.
Okay. All right. So,
like, when at college, there was a guy who, in my year, was part of like a juggling team.
Mm-hmm. What's a juggling team? Is this an Irish thing?
No, that's just the word I'm using to mislay information.
okay.
Now you're accusing me of having a juggling team. but he spent sometimes more time juggling than going to class.
Perfect. The ideal man.
Which is ideal for when there's projects.
Mm.
So, like, I have... Like, there were times where it was fine. So, like, I learned a lot of interesting juggling things, but, like, because of that, I've just kind of, like, avoided knowing how to juggle. Wanting to go further.
He's got PTSD.
Because I guess to remember this person. Because I got to.
Oh, no.
You made my final year so much harder than it needed to be.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
How dare he.
Fuck you, whoever that is. You know who you are.
He does.
How dare you juggle. Okay. Do your work. Stop juggling. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite.
Talent. God. This does not help. I'm going against someone who's very obviously talented at a lot of things.
You have a lot.
Have I named things that I've forgotten? Am I forgetting in the moment? Tell me what I'm talented at.
JOI for chickens.
I regret asking you.
Poultry-based sex audios.
You said audios, there's only ever been one.
Damn it.
As much as you wish there were more.
All the chickens at home are like, all the chickens at home.
Which chickens where?
At home, don't worry about it.
Who's home? Your home? My home? I don't have chickens.
Everyone's home. Thank you. Imagine the chicken in your fridge just coming to life and being like, we want JOI. Aha!
I would never purchase chicken again.
I think
I'm
just like, yeah,
was gonna say, I'm a very good swimmer.
Yeah.
Like kind of a tackle of the talent. Yeah. I used to be competitive. No longer, just because time constraints.
Yeah.
But like every time I get back into water, it's just like very natural. And it's like anytime that I'm like with friends or something, everyone's like, "Oh, wow, you." You're a lot quicker than all of us. I'm like, yes, yes, I fast.
I zoom in the wet.
Why do you think I like wet sand so much?
So dumb. Perfect.
Zoom zoom.
Zoom zoom, bitch.
So, which one of yours is your favorite talent?
Fuck off. Mine is probably singing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm definitely, like, I would definitely, like, in terms of like being a musician, like, I'm a lot more advanced in singing than any other instrument or mm-hmm, like composing mm-hmm. or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm definitely more of a singer than anything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also like it's gotten me places, so it's chill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, mm-hmm. I think that would be mine.
Sounds good. It makes sense. You create very incredible music.
Fuck off. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west?
I don't know directions.
I have no idea. Facing west.
I am facing my porn closet, wherever that is. Thank you. Perfect.
Porn word. Got it.
Yes.
If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged?
My headphones and wall. Like, I have my headphones, like, hanging on the wall. Mm-hmm. Just because I have so many. Oh, my God, flex. Yeah. Those would be the things that get damaged. Mm-hmm. What about you?
My wall. Potentially.
We are both boring people. Just, like, wall.
Potentially my face as it bounces off the wall. I'm like,
what kind of bouncy ass brick are you throwing?
You chuck a brick at a wall. The forces, you know, it's going to dissipate somewhat against the wall, but like, it's not going to absorb
you. In second law of motion, yes.
Yeah, it's gonna bounce back at me. Yeah. At a lesser degree of force, but it'll bounce back at me. My face will be there.
Oh no! It's fine. You can still record audios. No one knows.
No one needs to know that I have a bricked face.
It's fine. Exactly. What is your alcoholic drink of choice?
Ooh. Cocktails.
Yeah, me too. I was gonna say cocktails. Yes, definitely cocktails. If I'm trying to like be, if it's just like a chill night, probably like a vodka soda because I'm basic. And then if I want a cocktail, it's either a mojito or a pina colada, or I like just trying different like drinks and stuff if I'm at like a bar or something, mm-hmm. like whatever they have that's like different and like unique and quirky. Like I like to go for those.
Yeah, that makes sense. I usually go for like if just chill somewhere, like a Jack and Coke. What I'd go for. Like I've been to, and then like otherwise if it's cocktails, I will try anything and everything.
Yay.
Like I think there's one that's really good. Purple Rain's really good. I usually like White Russians, they're nice. Like for your standard stuff, but like I remember there was like this place I went to where they had such like an interesting list of cocktails. One of them had like a Skittles, a little bag of Skittles connected to the top of it.
Nice.
One of them involved using like sparklers to like prepare it and stuff like that. I will try so any fun. And all of those.
Yeah, I feel like with like cocktails like that, it's like the quirkier the container, and like if it has flames or shit, I was like, yes, I am in it.
It's
perfect.
Cocktails are about the experience.
Okay? Yay.
Like they usually taste delicious as well, and they usually have in alcohol content, so like I don't need to drink as much liquid to get
exactly
up, which is great.
Exactly. Fuck gender roles. Drink cocktails.
Yes.
They're delicious.
They are delicious.
Sometimes they're pink. It's fine.
I'll drink it.
Exactly.
What alcoholic drink will you never drink again?
Jaeger.
I feel like everyone always has like a connection
to like, 100%.
One particular drink. It's like, this is the drink. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people usually cider, I feel.
Cider? Why? Really?
I've heard that a lot.
That's interesting.
People have bad experiences on cider.
Hmm. Do you think it might be tied to, like, holidays or whatever?
I feel like when people, like, were growing up and, like, underage drinking, like, maybe cider was seen as easier to drink than...
I feel like...
A lot of people I talk to, like, would say cider.
I feel like here, when the drink of choice here for underage drinking is, like, vodka or, like, Bacardi. I don't know, maybe
it's... No, it definitely is.
No one drinks cider.
People get, like, a nag on their shoulder, for sure. But, like...
No one drinks cider.
But, like, if you say it's like, if someone says, like, oh, like, I can't drink that, or it's like, you know, they have a bad association, usually I've heard cider.
Interesting. Do you have one?
I would never drink again.
Or your least favorite, I feel like, if you don't have one.
Yeah, like, there's no ones that, like, I'd say, like, no, I'd never touch that. Like, I will try anything, really. I just don't usually have beers. There's not usually for me. I know there are definitely good beers out there, and sometimes I'll try, like,
what kind of Irishman is this?
I know, right? I know there are good funky beers out there. Like, every now and again, I will have an IPA or have an IPA and some hipster. I guess there are some funky ones, but it just never is my first choice.
Yeah. Makes sense. Can you or do you drink alcohol straight? Mm-hmm. For example, whiskey, vodka, cognac, rum, with nothing else added.
Yeah, I can have fun.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
If I had to choose, like, if it's like, oh, we're doing shots, like, I would do vodka or rum or tequila. I think those three are usually my go-to in terms of shots.
Yeah, I can do that. So I can do whiskey as well, pretty easy.
Yay. Whiskey makes me angry. Like, it gets the rage going. Like, it's wild.
Maybe it's the Irishness in me. Maybe it's my sky high tolerance of alcohol in general.
Yeah.
But no drinks really have, like, moods for me. Like, drink for me is just drink. Like, I'm naturally a very bubbly person, I will just be my idiotic self.
Wine. Like, wine gets me, like, horned up. Is that not a thing?
Red wine would be... I feel like I don't know, like, I don't know if it's specifically, like, red wine alcohol or the times that I generally am having red wine.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It has that kind of connection to it. Like, so yeah, no, okay. Out of if anything had a connection to it, red wine, I'd connect with horniness.
Yes.
But otherwise, like, none of them have, like, a specific one that, like, makes me angry or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Whiskey gets me, like, hot inside, like, ah!
I'm ready to fight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Like, the times where I've gotten into fight drunk, I'm drunk on whiskey.
That makes, like, sense.
Yeah. Ooh, have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go?
Yes.
Yeah. How did it go? Fine.
I don't have any negative memories of it. There's sometimes I just don't have full memories of it. But exactly. I've never had something where it's like, oh, I vomited in the middle of drunken sex. No, thankfully nothing like that has ever happened. They've just all been drunken sex.
Same. Yeah. Also, PSA, do it consensually. Thank you.
Oh, yes. That's a very important to remember.
Yes.
Favorite sex position, least favorite sex position.
Favorite sex position for me is cowgirl.
Shocked.
Wild. He likes to ride boys. That's insane.
Nuts.
Wild. What about you?
Considering the stuff that I listen to, also the same. Don't worry about it.
That's so interesting and quirky.
So interesting and quirky. I mean, it's fun.
Being switchy
will do that.
The least favorite sex position. Least.
I don't know that I have a least one where I've said, like, nah, that wasn't for me.
Me too. Like, definitely, like, I think if, like, against the wall, but it's, like, the whole, the whole time, things where it's, like, you stand the whole time, it's just kind of, but it's just logistics,
I feel like that's maybe just, like, okay, just need to switch up positions, like, that's part of the sex for that evening, but, like, if it's, like, if it's something where it's, like, this is the one position, I feel that's just a situational thing.
No,
there's nothing really that I have to say now that, like,
me too,
I've done that, I've said, like, nah, not doing that again.
Me too. Yeah, like, probably, like, I've done, like, things that are, like, a little bit gymnastic that I'm like, and then I'm like, would I do it again? Probably not.
But probably also, like, it's fun to try.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Are you currently a dom, sub, or a switch? I feel like I could answer that, but, you know, I'll let you answer.
I would say I'm mostly a dom. I can switch sometimes, but mostly a dom. What about you?
Mostly a switch.
Ooh.
I think, was it the time that we all did that quiz?
Yeah.
And it's just like, everyone but you was like a switch.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm definitely a switch. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah.
Who knows what'll happen?
Yeah.
Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference?
Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of my friends, like, people who I would call friends in GW are, like, female performers that, like, do, like, F4M stuff, so, like, I listen to those. I listen to M4F, I listen to F4F. Like, the only one that I don't really listen to would be M4M. I think. But I mean, I'm open to most, honestly. What about you?
No, I listen to everything, really. Not always with the intention of jerking off. Sometimes I just want to hear, like, if it's an interesting story, I just want to, like, what's going on with this audio?
Yeah.
So, like, there's nothing really that, like, against listening to.
Yeah.
Like, it's sometimes it's just something, like, y'all are a creative bunch, okay? You make some interesting stuff. So, like, I guess we'll listen to it.
Yay. Nice.
Nice.
Have
you
had?
Are you gone?
Sorry.
Okay. I'll get another one.
Have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? If no, would you want to try one?
No, I haven't. Me and a friend showed our dicks to each other before. That's as close as it ever got.
That's not. Do you feel like it was erotic, Eddie?
No, that's my point. That's okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the closest it ever was, but that wasn't erotic in any way. If no, would you want to try it? It's just not my preference. To be honest,
yeah.
Anything against it, just not really for me.
Yay. That was us.
What about you?
Yes.
As I was saying that, I don't know why I asked that. I know the answer.
Yes. Hello. B likes everyone. Thank you.
Bisexual.
I'm equal opportunity. Yes, exactly.
Makes the pool a lot bigger.
Yay.
Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public?
That's interesting. I think it depends on what kind of highly sexual, right? Because I think I definitely have met, like, people who watch a lot of porn,
I feel like there's a difference between someone who's, like, looking to have sex a lot, and then someone who kind of, like, is explorative with sex.
Yes, exactly. I feel like there's a thing where it's like, yes, like, someone can be highly sexual, but if they're, I don't want to say selfish, but, like, if it's just kind of, okay, like, they want to get off, then, like, they wouldn't be exploratory in that way, and that way they wouldn't have a better understanding of human anatomy, because then they wouldn't know, like, what would feel good for the other person. Yeah.
Whereas, like, something that's, like, more experimental, I think, is just more inclined, I think, to just kind of investigate those things.
Yay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ooh. What brought you to this community?
When we say brought me to this community, it's just like, is this purely as a listener? As a performer?
I think just the audio community.
Audio community? I think I was just looking at porn on it one day and I just saw the option for something that was like, it was like audio. And I was like, I wonder what audio is like. And I was just like, yeah. Listened to an audio and I was like, oh, that was immersive and fun. And yeah. So it was just as simple as that, really. I just kind of got into it from there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was horny one day.
Yeah, same. I mean, honestly, same, like, in terms of, like, mm-hmm. how did I, find, you know, like, audios. Mm-hmm. That is definitely, like, I think I was watching porn one day, and it was, like, you know when you, like, skip forward, and then sometimes you're just greeted by, like, a very close-up shot.
Because I've always, with those shots, I'm just, like... Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And it's like, I don't yeah. need to see it that up close. Like, mm. I'm not grossed out by it. I don't need to see it.
For some reason, then I'm always like brought into like the imaginary picture of like the cameraman just being like, I'm just trying to get a good shot, guys. I'm just trying to get a good shot. I'm just like, that's
yeah.
just, why are you
like,
there?
Exactly. It's like, is this porn or is this like a colonoscopy? You know what I mean? It's like, I yes. don't need it to go in there.
Correct.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, like what can I, you know, what can I do to like mitigate this risk factor of just a very close up squelchiness up in here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and then I found the world of audio porn and here, mm-hmm. here we are.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Yeah, ever since I found it, it's kind of like, it is 80%, 90% my go-to now.
Mm, same. Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
What keeps you here?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think the satisfaction of finishing audios and like reading people's comments and just like the feedback and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And also, obviously, of course, like the community aspect of it as well. Mm-hmm. Like I have a lot of fun interacting with people who like listen to my audios and how they interact with each other. I think mm-hmm. it's a really cool place. Yay.
Yeah, I like that. It's like the creative aspect with it. It's just kind of like creating the yeah. fun creativity with an audio. It's like, ooh, I made that. And then like in turn getting to see and hear people's thoughts and reactions to it. It's just like it's just a satisfying aspect to that.
Yeah.
And like I said, like such a part of like community here now, and like especially Bees Boys, like there's so many people there that like I'm friends with that like I want to hear their reaction.
Yeah, totally. If a laid back family member found your account and heard your audios, oh god, how would you mm-hmm. describe why you do it?
How would I describe why I do it?
Why? Yeah, if so, they're like, why do you do it? I would say because for fun. Yeah, it would be like for fun, like
yeah,
because like fuck you, I'm young, Margaret. Leave me alone.
Yeah, like but like maybe some people have some other reasons to get into it, but like I feel like for a lot of people that they just want to have fun.
Same.
They just want to be creative. So like yeah, I just say I just want to have fun.
I think that's definitely the thing where it's like everything else is like a bonus, but it's mm-hmm. just like the fun aspect to it. Like as long as I'm yeah. having fun, then like I'm still gonna be here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. Can you whistle a tune? If so, oh sorry, no yeah, no, you said the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. If it's Frank Ocean, I swear to God.
I can't like I'm really bad at whistling. Like I can like there are some like there is definitely like sound, but like I can't. It's not good. Like,
show me.
Like I can't make a like I can't like.
That's just like as loud it goes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. What about mm-hmm. you?
I used to not be able to whistle. Well, I learned how to whistle, and I can just go.
Flex.
I know. Oh my god, flex.
Nice.
Yeah. There we go. Can whistle? Can you use chopsticks?
Fuck yay.
Hell yeah. Chopsticks are fun. I like them.
Chopsticks are fun. Yes. Do you say soda, pop, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? I know that's like a southern thing, right? But I would never say pop, I don't think.
I don't say soda or pop or coke.
Do you say fizzy drink?
Yeah, I was gonna get there.
No!
Yeah.
You're the worst.
Wow, insulting an entire country.
God.
We say fizzy drinks here in Ireland.
That's so dumb.
Like, there's literally, if you go to a store, there's like a section of the deck. It's literally titled fizzy drinks.
That's so dumb. I love it.
Like, soda and pop are so, like I'd have to, like, soda. Make a physical effort to say them.
Absolutely to not. Think to say them.
Coke is the dumbest of that group.
I definitely know that it was,
what
like...
What Coke would you like? A Fanta?
Yeah, and it's like, what Coke do you like? And I was like, what's that mean? I was like, that's crazy.
Who does
that? Yeah, I know.
If you do that, you're silly. I swear to God. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic?
Mine's Brockhampton.
Yeah. Mine was Sleep Token.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It was good. I miss it.
I miss my champion. Sorry, what were you talking about?
Get you in the game.
What's up? What's that?
Focus.
We're talking about my champion? Okay.
So what? Matt? Hi. Is Matt here?
Matt, hi.
Matt? Is that Matt pulled up?
Yes, we have a caller. Is it Matt Champion?
Is it Matt? No? Hang up. I don't care.
Oh, hang up. I don't have time for this.
Don't you?
Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Because mm-hmm. they deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls?
Not intentionally. I feel like with guys, it's kind of like a no-go area. That, like, you don't resort to kicking someone in the balls. I especially not if fighting. You need them in the balls.
Yeah, like pervs.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
They deserve it again.
Again, they deserve it. Yeah, but yeah, I feel like with guys, it tends to be just like either a prank thing. That's done, but you wouldn't really kick them.
What are men?
You might sack tap them.
Ew, I hate that term so much.
Yeah.
Sack tap.
Yeah, that's generally what we call it. But no, I've never kicked a man in the balls.
Do you vote in your country? Why or why not?
Yes, because I can, and I feel like if I want to complain about how things are run, I need to at least be involved with it here. If that makes sense?
Yes, makes sense.
I guess, like, yeah. I'm often to vote. I tend to be, there's a lot of stupid people out there trying to, like, run for things, so, like, I tend to, like, anti-vote by just like voting to make sure that they don't get in. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm voting for someone else out of spite because I don't want that person in.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna ask me? What is this?
I just did. I said, do you vote?
I vote in the elections that I can vote in. It's definitely a little harder for me just because I'm not gonna say the specifics, but yeah, it's a little harder, but I can, and I try to do that definitely every time there's an election. Again, it's like if I'm gonna complain about it, it's gonna be something that I've already done my part in. Otherwise, I'm just complaining.
Yeah.
Yee. Like, yeah. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Broccoli, yes or no?
Yeah, I like broccoli.
Purely broccoli, by
like
itself.
Steamed or like with butter? Garlic broccoli?
I'm not the biggest fan of broccoli. Like it's like I can be made to enjoy it when it's like part of things.
Like
if you add it with like you know bits of fried bacon or something like that. You make that's it just, exotic. I like it.
Bacon is exotic. With typical, typical, typical white man.
I swear to God.
It's you heard it here first.
10 to 4. Okay, I'm not going on a tangent of what could make broccoli exotic.
Can't think of one thing to make broccoli exotic.
Broccoli can be made exotic by being anything more than just plain old broccoli, because plain old broccoli sucks.
Do you know what exotic means, sir?
I know what I'm saying. I'm being hyperbolic, okay? Let's not get into the specifics of, you know, I don't know foods as well, okay? You're trying to call me out.
I do know that, and I
yeah. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore?
You
do not
you skipped one.
Butter or margarine?
Say butter again.
Butter.
Butter. Eddie goes butter.
I know, I'm Irish. I go hard on cheese.
Butter.
Yeah. Yeah, butter.
Yeah.
Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do you know what to explain?
I like meat, so carnivore.
You guys, woman, I just said do not explain. I like meat. You don't have to say. Carnivore.
Yee. Favorite cartoon as a child?
Oh, Futurama.
Interesting.
Futurama was so much fun. I was really enjoyed it.
Interesting. I, like, as a child, this is, like, child. I was, like, a toddler, probably. But, and, like, oh, actually. It's not even a cartoon. God damn it. I was going to say Tweenies. Do you know that?
It sounds familiar. But
it's British. You should know.
Well, I just shouldn't because I'm not British.
But yeah, it's Tweenies. It's not a cartoon, though, but it's definitely for kids, and it's really fun.
Okay.
Yay.
I'll out.
Yay.
Do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating?
Once a
cheater, always a cheater. Is that it?
I think... So, this is a cheater, but it's, like, in the same relationship. Or is it a different relationship? And you find out that, like, they've cheated on someone before.
Or is it, like, someone... Do you think someone who's cheated before will be inclined to cheat again?
On you or just on anyone?
I think on...
Because, like, people can change. It's, like, I don't know what the... I don't know, like, how long it's been since, like, you were in a relationship with them and, like, the other person was... You know what I mean? But it's, like, if someone cheated on you once, I think they're definitely inclined to, like, cheat again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about if they've cheated before, like, when they were, like, 18 or whatever. They'll mm-hmm. still be like that when they're, like, 25 or something.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely situation. I feel like, yeah, maybe if it was way younger and, like, they've matured to a point...
Yeah.
But if it was, like, a thing now...
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, no, don't trust you.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite part of sex?
Ooh, the build-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The build-up is fun.
Yay.
I like the whole experience of it during, like, with someone. It's fun.
Yee. Performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. I'm okay sexy. With it.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's pretty natural for me at this point. I'm like, I know how to do it, and I know how to do it well, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a little bit to, before, like, I haven't recorded something to kind of find...
Mm-hmm.
The sweet spot for like, oh, okay, yeah. Now I want to be able to like consistently make a sound that I like, and so like, mm-hmm. okay, that's how I do it.
Yeah.
And once I know it now, it's like, yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So like, one word to describe how you feel doing that sounds fine.
Yee. Yee.
It's pretty natural by now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same. This one, well, we're both not writers, so I'm just gonna I'm just gonna turn it into. Has a script ever made you immediately want to record it?
Yes.
Ooh, do you remember which ones?
You see, I'm like so eager to record everything. It's just situationally I can't. So I feel like that like doubles down into me wanting.
How was that attitude? What's up? I thought you were determined.
I am determined, but.
Sounds like a quitter to me.
No. Situation here is.
You're pressured by Beyonce's Virgo.
Peer pressure by Beyonce's Virgo. it really is not easy to do things here.
Yeah.
So it's more just a timing thing. The keeping my distance one. What's that?
I love keeping my distance. Like I've listened to every field ever. I love keeping my distance. It's great.
It's good fun. I like the build up. The build up is really really fun.
So good.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very well written.
Yay!
Thank you, Chibata.
Mine is probably the one that I just put out. Firefly's shapeshifter girlfriend.
The quickest one you've ever done.
It's so quick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably the one where I was like, I want to do it as a sword god, let me do it as a sword god.
Yeah, there's so many different aspects to it. Like, I'm sure
it's fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I finished it in like 3 hours, I think. It was zoom zoom.
Who are you?
I know. Wild. But yeah, no, I can quick. I can be quick when I want to. Okay? So.
Okay. Understood.
Got it? Okay, perfect.
Got it. Noted.
Cool. Okay. Vagina eaters. Jesus. What's up?
Sup.
What is your best technique for driving a woman crazy?
Ooh.
I think not focusing on just one spot and going to town on, you know what I mean? Like
I was gonna say like keep them guessing.
Yeah, exactly. Like don't do the drill, you know what I mean? It's it's like pay attention to different aspects and like you know what I mean? Just like don't.
There's so many different like zones that have like different sensations to them, so just play with everything.
Yay.
Keep them guessing.
Yay. Totally. Cocksuckers, Jesus. What is your best technique for driving a man crazy?
I will defer to you.
I think do it wetter than you think you should be doing.
Ooh.
I know. Wet sounds everywhere.
Everywhere.
Right?
Okay, I'm there.
Wild. But yeah, no, it's just it makes it more fun for him, for you. It's easier to go, you know, up and down, you know, to like if you can like smooth it over with some wetness, why not? Plus there are some fun wet sounds if y'all are into that. So yeah, it's great fun for everyone.
Okay, so wetter than you think.
Yeah, wetter than you think.
Yeah. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it.
Oh, yes. I'm in my room right now, so the only one that I have here is my Pennywise like action figure nightlight thing. I used to keep it in my closet, but then I get freaked out when I'm recording because it used to be like the only source of light that I had like in my closet. And so like sometimes I forget that it's there and then I just like turn around and I was like, "Ah, fuck." And so I just moved it to just like my room now. What about you?
I don't have any stuffed animals or action figures. What I do have is a thing called a Ding Ding, which is a very, 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 very small squidgy penis with a smiley face on it. Like two little eyes and like it has a little butt as well.
I'm sorry. Okay, so Eddie just said that He has a very, 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 very,
very not my own penis.
So, let's just quote that. Let's just quote that part.
No.
Perfect. Thank you so much for this question.
No.
Thank you.
My Perfect. Dick is not small and squidgy. Ding Ding is his own little separate thing, not connected
Eddie
to my body.
Calls his dick a Ding Ding.
I absolutely don't.
Perfect. Ooh, think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on?
Ooh.
Sydney Opera House.
That would be fun.
Yay.
Mm.
That would be fun. And it could be like a little fans and performers to lovers thing, you know?
Mm.
Brockhampton, when are you performing at the Sydney Opera House? What's up? Matt, when are you going to Sydney? Come on, pull up.
In my head, I'm just thinking of like risky things. The first thing that came to my mind was the Great Wall of China.
against the wall, but it's the Great Wall of China.
It's like on the wall. You know, the way it raises and dips. It's like someone's gonna be coming over that horizon any moment. Quick, let's go.
That's so dumb. That's actually kind of like that would actually kind of be like a good audio idea, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, not an audio idea, a real wall thing to do.
Of China. That's so dumb. Perfect.
The Mongols couldn't come in, but I'll come in you. There you go. See? Perfect.
That's so dumb.
The title basically reads itself.
Perfect. Sounds great. Ooh, that is all the questions.
Only took us an hour.
Awesome. It's kind of it's short, like, compared to all of our... Yeah, exactly.
For us.
Yeah. Right, okay. Cool. Awesome. Thank you for listening, guys. This was really fun. And thank you to Dante as well for...
Yes, thank you very much.
For writing these questions. It's really fun.
Very fun. Very enjoyable.
Cool. Bye.
Okay. Bye, everyone.